This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Aurora will no longer send police officers to Denver if the city asks for help. Aurora City Council approved the controversial resolution 5-4 last night. The decision stems from a disagreement over which city should pay for damages to protesters over police misconduct during the 2020 protests when Aurora sent officers to help Denver police. A person died on Lake Pueblo Saturday after a small ski boat took on water and sunk. CPR's Paolo Schalsita reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife said three people were on board the boat when it began sinking. Two passengers were wearing life jackets and were rescued by park rangers. The deceased victim was wearing pants and boots, but no life jacket, and disappeared underwater after trying to swim to shore. This is the first death on Lake Pueblo this year. If confirmed by the coroner, this will be the 24th water-related death in Colorado this year. I'm Paolo Schalsita, CPR News.
Inmates have returned to the Delta Correctional Center after flooding concerns forced the state to relocate them this spring. CPR News Western Slope reporter Tom Hess.
It's been more than 2 months since prison officials evacuated the correctional facility due to high water. Spring runoff temporarily blocked one of the entrances to the prison in May. A spokesperson with the Department of Corrections says the 208 inmates began returning last week. I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Colorado is now only one of two states with a full-time Colorado River negotiator. The Water Conservation Board recently named its director, Becky Mitchell, to the post. She had been performing a dual role, running the board and representing the state's interest in the 1,400-mile river. Mitchell's appointment comes as seven states, Native American tribes, Mexico, and the U.S. government are getting ready to renegotiate management of the Colorado River, which has been hurt by climate change and overuse. This is CPR News and KRCC.